Hey, top of the morning to you, Lisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
And it's Hello World, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning, by Mandisa with Toby Mack. Open the show.
In Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
The weekly bulletin for Holder's House Ministries and related announcements. Holder's House Ministry community includes four primary initiatives. One, Top of the Morning Radio Show. Two, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign. Three, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at holdershouseministries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, face-to-face with Dr. Faye, web TV program, which can be viewed at Holder's House Information Channel on YouTube or on DVTVonline.com. And number four, Go Tele Communications Consultant, providing churches and ministries with social media strategies, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTelet also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. There is also a GoTelet blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com. Follow me and Holder's House Ministries on social media, on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B. Our two Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show and Holder's House Ministries. On LinkedIn, Faye and Butler. Google Plus, Holder's House Information. YouTube, Holder's House Information. And Pinterest, Faye Maureen Butler. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found at my official ministry website, www.holdershouseministries.org, and that is being updated as we speak. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelisgolden.com, at 10 a.m. Central at martinchristianradio.com. And on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com, and on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central at martinchristianradio.com, and then Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern at thestarradio.com. Coming soon, the release of breadcrumbs, original inspirational quotes, and motivational thoughts by yours truly. The ministry will offer some subscribers complimentary copies. Holder's House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company. For more information, call Steve Aspall at 917-294-0771. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. Design of Ways and Trade, all natural hair care. Contact Marion Council George at 718-783-9078. Divine Voice Entertainment Network, DVTVonline.com. Are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? Contact Roland Pilot Productions, 916-690-3953. United Community Announcements. Come and worship with the Peru International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our web address where we can take prayer requests is www.urimcogic.org. and the church Twitter account is All Up the Cave, URIMTOGIC. Our service times, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. The Empowerment Zone Bible Instruction and New Members New Converts class begins at 7 p.m. Sunday schedule, Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. Worship celebration is at 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. On third Sunday, we have the Stir Up the Gift service where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. And fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. And the lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. Holder's House Ministries Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign's calendar. The New Year's Crusade Campaign at Powerhouse, originally scheduled for January 2nd through 3rd, has been rescheduled to January 16th through 17th at Powerhouse Church of God in Christ in Roosevelt, New York at 7:30 p.m. nightly. From January 26th at 11 a.m., I will be at the historic House Memorial Temple in Harlem, USA for a special engagement. The featured music guests this month are Royal Priesthood Music Group and their single, VIP Room, and Shondia Robinson and her single, Rest. My guest today, the Lady of Fire herself, evangelist Victoria Venable from Maryland, and Dr. Shrey Ramkul from Texas, who has a dynamic testimony about her family surviving the Cambodia killing field. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The music playing in the background during the announcements was Pastor John P. Key singing Come in the House. And that short interlude was the Martin singing In Christ There Is No East or West. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Natasha Cobb singing Break Every Chain. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, Men ought always to pray and not faint, so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps to salvation. Four A's, acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? The word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoings. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Let's live to please God today. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith it is impossible to please you, and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires, superimposed your plan and purposes over our agenda. Help us not to be so easily offended. Teach us to be mature sons and daughters. Help us to acknowledge you and to please you in all of our ways. God is a healer. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes, we're healed. Lord, we thank you and we decree healing in every area of our lives because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. Let's walk in our authority as believers. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness, and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue, and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy, and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slowfulness and prayerlessness, and I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today, we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We are standing on our testimonies and having done all to stand with standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. We will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits, and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past happens ahead of famine on today. We decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the house faces that steal us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering, altering demon, and loose sudden miracles for the saints. In the matchless name of Jesus, dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses beneath generational blessings and wealth. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from pleasing you in everything we do. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that every negative word written or spoken in the lives of listeners is null and void. Lord Jesus, release your angels, your flaming sword to fight on our behalf in the heavenlies against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, with the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength. It teaches my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray. Preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Help us to love the ministry. Help us to abide by the first and great commandment, to love you with all of our hearts, soul, and mind. Let God order your steps on today. Lord, we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. God, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives and release God's peace and faith in our lives. But we thank you that this is our set time for faith, and we have great expectations for an overflow of blessings in every area of our lives. Lord, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge that we will see what you're saying with spiritual eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we will use our weapon of command. Your word states in Isaiah 45:11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hands commanding me. In the name of Jesus, we command that the season of manifested blessings be released now. We call promises into existence by the blood of Jesus. This prayer is for accelerated vision and implementation. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of delay and every hindrance is evicted from every area of my life. Release a spirit of acceleration. Flood me with vision. Superimpose your divine plan over my life. Increase my ability to discern. Let me hear accurately and see clearly. Let me set the pace. Be the standard of excellence. Blaze a trail to do great exploits. We thank God for his protection today. We are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and we're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all, that we ask for things according to the power that worketh in us, upgrade everything around us. I believe in the Lord God, so I should be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
If heaven has a VIP room, and big holes don't ever wanna part, no. I just wanna be wrapped in your arms, cause I long to be near to heaven. I hear the people shouting, I hear the music playing, and through it all I hear your voice, I know you're calling. For me to get close to you, no one else will do. I follow you where you go,
living well. Yesterday's manna is getting stale. I'm the blind man in the crowd. I wanna see like the woman with the issue of blood I'm trying to reach. So Father, please, can I get in VIP? Everything else excluded, just you and me. A full sacrifice included, all of me. Born of water and spirit, John chapter 3. I'm so desperate. No housewives sitting in the porch, popping the cork off the house wine. The blood of the lamb on my mind. I go hell, but I don't got my pearls on twine. Hands to the sky, knees to the ground. Money flow is constant, but my seed's in the ground. Wow, all I want is backstage passes. I know I'm crazy for asking,
I
but
and that was one of our featured music guests, Royal Priesthood, singing their single VIP Room. I'm so excited this morning. We're about to go to our interview segment and our first interview. I see that she's on the line with us. This is a dynamic lady of fire from the group Flames. But I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about herself. We're getting ready to go to the phone line to bring on our first lady of fire, Reverend Victoria Venable. Top of the morning.
Good morning,
to you,
Dr.
Sis. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm just so excited that you'll be able to share with our listening audience on today. So first, tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself.
I am just a woman that decided that I wanted to keep serving God. I was raised by an awesome woman of God. Awesome preachers in the family. All we knew was the Lord. All we knew was church. And it was something that just incubated on the inside of me, and I wanted to do more. And what ended up happening is as I got older and I started to get in ministry on my own, I realized that things weren't the same as when I was growing up. Women weren't the same. Ministry wasn't the same. Working together wasn't the same. So as I began to grow in ministry, I married an awesome man of God, Pastor David Venable, and began to serve alongside him at the Cathedral of Christ Baptist Church. And I decided that I just wanted to do more. I didn't want to know why things changed. I just wanted to get them back to where they used to be.
I
think people spend too much time trying to figure out why things are the way they are.
That is,
so that's
you know
what
that
I did.
That's true. Wow. Yeah. Excellent. So I know you've addressed this a little about some of your ministry journey, challenges, and successes. So I know I want you to share a short word of encouragement, but before you do that, can you share with the listening audience about Flames? This is really how we connected, but I want the audience to be aware of this wonderful organization that I know you really were large in part responsible for getting it off the ground.
Flames is an acronym for Fierce Ladies Achieving Ministry and Entrepreneurial Success. It's a network and fellowship of women of different ministries that lead in ministries and businesses that decided to come together and ignite the lives of women everywhere to restore the fire in their families, in their communities, in their ministries, and ultimately the nations. Just get them back to the power and the passion that we know God has put on the inside of them to push and propel everybody around them to greater in God, to get out of autopilot, and then also have an avenue, an arena to just fellowship and feel safe around each other, have dinner, have lunch, go bowling, and not have to compete or worry about somebody talking about you or looking at you wrong.
And that is just excellent. I'm really excited, and I appreciate you and the group just for allowing me to be part of the group. I'm very, very excited about the activities and events that you have planned for this year. So can you even share on this morning a short message of hope or words of encouragement to our listening audience, whenever they listen, because as you know, the shows and syndication, people listen to that at different times during the week. So can you share just a short message of hope on this morning?
Absolutely. As I said, I grew up with a great woman of God, and one of the scriptures that she always spoken to me with Psalms 118 and 17, and it says, I shall not die but live and declare the work of the Lord. I believe in this season that it's just a time for us to live. I think we have, as I mentioned before, we've gotten on autopilot, sort of like spiritual zombies, where we're walking around but we have a distorted sense of vision, a distorted sense of speed, a distorted sense of smell, a distorted sense of vision, and we're feeding off the weaknesses of others. And in this season, it's time for us to actually stand up and be refilled with the power of God, to move forward in Him, to not sit back and just allow the world and our situations and our circumstances to overtake us, but to take back our lives and get that passion where we go back and we say, God, whatever you have for me, this is what I want. I don't want to sit and just be normal. I don't want to sit and just accept whatever's going on in my life, but I want to walk in the greatness, the prosperity, the love, the abundance that you have for me. He said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. I don't want the norm. I want the abundance. I want the overflow. I want the increase. I want more than enough. I want to have so I can give it back to the community, my church, my nation, my family. It's time for us to get out of the poverty level. It's time for us to move forward to what God has called us to be. We should be above and not beneath. That's what we should be.
Yes, absolutely. That's just inspiring. I so like it sometimes on social media. When you sign off, live, lady, live. Every time I see that, something does stir up in me. You're right. It is time to live and not die. Now, can you share with the audience how they might reach out to you, how they might get some information about Flames, or if you have any other information you want to share with us at this time?
Sure. Right now, Flames is getting ready to kick off our six-state Trailblaze tour, which I'm excited about. That's a time where we're going to six states, and yes, New York is on that six-state Trailblaze tour for June.
Yes.
But we'll be in North Carolina this weekend, kicking off in Thomasville, North Carolina, and information on that can be found at www.flamesignite.webs.com. And also, people can reach out to me personally on Facebook or firstlady@thecathedralofchrist.org. It's my email address, and I will respond personally with no problem. But that's what we're doing. We're going to North Carolina, Ohio, D.C. is in May, New Jersey, New York, and then everything culminates in our fire conference in Delaware. So we're excited about what God is doing right now.
Yes, I'm excited, and thank you so much for even thinking about us, and we're excited to be one of your hosts on this year in June, so I'm looking forward to getting the calendar in order. I said, oh, no, I got my calendar in order, so it's very exciting, but I'm sure we'll see each other before then, but I do so appreciate you and what you're doing. It's needed in this time. Your message is needed, and the support and encouragement of women is needed. It's really needed in this time, so may God bless you, and I know the Lord is going to increase Flames and bless Flames throughout this entire year and all of our meetings. So we're just excited about it. But you be blessed on today. And thank you so much for waking up early And I know you had a busy day yesterday. We all I know how Mondays are, so I really appreciate this. And I know how it is, but thank you so much. And tell you, admin, thank you so much for her just helping me out as well.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Thank you. Love you all.
Okay. Love you, too. Take care. And that was our Reverend Victoria Venable from Maryland, just with a dynamic interview, telling us a little bit about Flames and about what she's doing. So we're just so glad to have her with us. And now I'm getting ready to go to my second interview. This is very, very exciting for me. It's a young lady that I spoke a little bit with on the phone this past Saturday, but she's going to tell you about her and her family, Dr. Shrey Van Fooey. She's currently in Texas, but her family has a wonderful testimony. As I've been putting it on social media the past few days, the wonderful testimony of how God delivered them and blessed them to come out of Cambodia, the killing field. So we're going now to bring her on the phone, and we're just so happy that she's with us on this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Faith. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. You know, I've got to tell you, after we talked on Saturday, I was just so inspired. You know, for the rest of the day, I went back and I was looking at the book again. So this is just wonderful. So let's go ahead and get started, because I want the audience to really kind of get the full benefit of this. So tell us, you know, first a little bit about yourself, and then, you know, why did you decide to write the book?
My name is Shrivam Kui, and my sister, Shrivat Kui, both of us decided to write this book, Soul of a Tiger, one, to honor my mom, who is this incredibly strong woman, and to share her story, which is about the resilience of a woman. But I think first and foremost, it's to be a praise testimony for the incredible blessings that God has given us. It's really a story about how God is greater than any obstacle. And despite how bleak your circumstances, God's grace is sufficient to enable you to emerge victorious. And that's what Soul of the Tiger is about.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's just so, so dynamic. So what was the most traumatic experience you remember as a little girl when you were living in Cambodia or in a refugee camp in Thailand? And how did you overcome it?
Well, when we were living in Cambodia, I think it was a traumatic event throughout the whole 4 years of the Khmer Rouge, because over and over and over again, my mom's life was at risk. She had, ever since she was young, she had had this dream to become a teacher and to get an education. And when she finally achieved that dream, despite her father not believing that women should be educated, despite the culture not believing that women should be educated, she worked so hard to achieve that dream. And once she achieved it, she had to hide that dream, because in the Khmer Rouge, in the killing fields, to be educated was a crime. And anyone who was educated, they killed, because educated people would resist against the communists. And so there were so many times where my mom was taken to be executed because someone had ratted on her and told the communists that she was a teacher. And so I think it was a traumatic event for the whole 4 years that we were there. But if you ask me what was the most challenging for me personally, was when our family escaped from Cambodia, and we finally got out of the killing fields in the Khmer Rouge, we escaped into the refugee camps in Thailand next door. And while we were living there, which really wasn't all that great of a condition, but at least we were alive, there was a bombing in the camp. And my whole family was injured, and probably the most critically injured in that camp were my mom and me. I had mainly head injuries, and my ear was kind of hanging off, and it was just a lot of head injuries for me. But my mom was so severely injured that when they had Red Cross doctors who were volunteering there, when they went to look at all the injured people, they thought that she wouldn't survive. So they triaged by pushing her to the side and trying to save the most lives possible. Mm. And when they finished working on everyone, they finally came back and looked at my mom, and it turned out she was still alive. And so they took her to the operating room and operated on her. They did a trauma laparotomy, which is where you open up the belly and look at all the injured organs and remove some injured intestinal bowel. And it took her months and months after that, where she was just so weak after that surgery and after the injuries that she couldn't even walk for several months. But while she was lying in that there was a makeshift a shack, kind of. They called it a hospital or infirmary, but it really wasn't a hospital. It was a makeshift building where they had people recovering in the Red Cross area. And my mom was there for months. And then one day, there was this group that came, and they came to her bedside, and she didn't know who they were because they didn't speak Cambodian. They were in another language. But they all came and laid hands on her and prayed for her and sang.
Hallelujah.
And it turned out that it was a missionary group that came there. Mm. And she didn't understand a word they were speaking. She did hear the word of Jesus, and it was probably the first time she had heard the name of Jesus.
Wow.
And while they were praying for her and laying their hands on her, she could all of a sudden start feeling strength. And amazingly, this is the miracle, that the next day she was able to, for the first time, get up and start trying to walk.
Wow.
And that is how we came to know Jesus. So in that traumatic event, in that bombing where our lives, after we escaped the killing field and came to the refugee camps and our lives were at risk again, that's how we came to know Christ.
Wow. Wow. And that is a powerful, what a powerful testimony, just so inspiring. So like after that, how did you come to the U.S. with your family? How did you and your family make that transition?
Oh, we were so blessed because so many people lived on those refugee camps for years and years. And finally, after the staying in the camps for years, many families had to return back to Cambodia because there was no way out for them. But we, by the grace of God, got sponsored to the United States by a Christian missionary group. And we were brought to the United States by this group. And I think that that shows, you know, in the Bible it talks about that faith without works is meaningless. By the act of people who took their resources and their time and the effort to go and sponsor our family and bring us to the United States, that was faith in action. And that showed us that there are people who actually cared about us and loved us. And that's how they showed the love of Christ to us. So I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to come to the United States.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, you have a book, and I want you to share with the listening audience, really, just to maybe give us a little bit of a summary about your book, tell us a little bit more about it, and then let us know how they can connect with you and get a copy of the book.
Well, Soul of a Tiger is about my mom's life. And in this book, her name is Rachana. She has a dream to get an education, but this is in 1940s Cambodia, where an education is not something that women are allowed. It's denied to them. And she has to work so hard and struggle so hard against the opposition of her father and her culture to get an education. And once she finally achieves this dream, and she becomes a teacher, and she starts this young family, then all of a sudden the country of Cambodia is overturned by civil war. This is all a true story. This is my mom's story. And the country is plunged into this terrible, terrible period, dark period from 1975 to 1979, which was in essence, it was the Cambodian Holocaust. It was a time period where 3 million Cambodians died, either from direct execution and murder, disease and starvation, or despair and people committing suicide because it was just such a terrible period of time. And during that regime, the communist regime, the killing fields, my mom had to hide her identity and her family's identity because just being educated was a crime. And there are so many examples in this story about how she was taken to be executed, but by the amazing grace of God,
he
saved her life.
Yes,
where there was no way, he made a way out for her. And then it follows our story of how we escaped in the middle of the night and went through the jungles and under the barbed wire into the refugee camps and escaped from Cambodia into Thailand. And then starting our life in the United States, where both my sister and I have been so blessed to have the opportunities in America to study without the struggles that my mom went through, to have the freedom to live without fear, without looking over our shoulders because we're educated and being terrified that we'd be for that, and how we achieved our dreams of going into medicine and giving back to the community as doctors. And that's the story, is the story of my mom's amazing resilience and it's a story of God's extraordinary love and grace and miraculous ability to make a way when there is no way.
And what a testimony. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that all the wonderful listeners at Top of the Morning can find out more about a book on soulofatiger.com. They can also find Soul of a Tiger on amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. And we're in audiobook and print book and Kindle, all the different forms you want to look at.
Yes.
And they can also visit our website, www.soulofatiger.com, and learn more about me, more about my sister, and more about my mom. And be inspired. This book is an inspiration.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I do appreciate you and your sister so much for just, you know, being so responsive. But just the testimony, as you were sharing, I was sitting there thinking how God spared your mom, spared you and your sister and your family for such a day as this, where you could share the testimony throughout the world in so many forms you could share it, whether it is ebook or you could share it through shows like this. So I really appreciate it. What an inspiration on this morning to hear you speak and share with us. I really do appreciate this, and I'm going to be a forever fan of the book and of you and your family. Just an inspirational testimony. It really, really touched me. Any last words you want to leave the audience before we hang up?
I'd say God is greater than any obstacle. Never give up. Be confident in the dreams that God has put in your heart. If God isn't giving up on you, don't give up on yourself. That's what I would say.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Shrey Lim Kui. I got it right, I believe. Thank you so much. I'm very conscious of that, very conscious of that. But I do appreciate you coming on this morning. I know it's about an hour earlier probably where you are, so I appreciate you. Thanks to you and your sister, and all the best for an outstanding year. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Fay. You be blessed.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Dr. Shrey Lim Kui. What a wonderful, wonderful entry, and certainly a story and a testimony that we can all benefit from. After I Need Thee by Anne McCreary, I will come back with the weekly lesson.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Thank God for that selection. I have to tell you, I'm having a moment here just thinking about these ladies and what they shared with us on this morning. The title of this week's lesson is The Crowd Is Not Ordained to Help You Succeed. The scripture text, Judges 6:14-16. I'll be reading in the King James Version primarily. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Go into Judges, the 7th chapter, verse number 2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, These people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel go against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. I'm going to go down to verse 4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee. The name shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee. The same shall not go. So he brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that laugheth of the water with his tongue as a dog laugheth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that laughed, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that laugh will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man, unto his place. The title again is, The Crowd Is Not Ordained to Help You Succeed. On this morning, I want to talk about Gideon's road to success, and I want to look at the events leading to his successful campaign. A little background information. The children of Israel had been disobedient. They were impoverished by the Midianites, and they cried to the Lord. You can review this in chapter 6, your own time. But God sent a deliverer, and that was Gideon. So let's review the first event, the call of Gideon. We read Judges 6:14-16 already. The Lord called Gideon, even though Gideon was from a poor family, and he was the least. God told Gideon that he would deliver the Midianites into his hands. It did not matter to God that Gideon was the least and the poorest. So the first event in Gideon's road to success is really about the last being first. There are certain assignments where God will take the least and the poorest for the person who is least likely to succeed and puts them first. Why? There are two reasons. First, God wants to get all the glory out of the success he grants us, and second, he wants our faith to be built so that we increase from one level of faith to the next. The second event in Gideon's road to success, the selection of Gideon's band, as described in Judges 7, verses 2 through 6. Gideon had a large army, but God said the people are too many, lest they think they should get to give God credit. So God designed the selection process for Gideon. We read the text earlier on what God told Gideon to do. The simple thought that we can take from this second event is that when God gives us individuals a group assignment, he has special requirements for your group. Groups can form any number of ways, randomly, pre-selected, or self-selected. However, when it comes to God's business, let God select your Gideon's band, because he knows what the composition of the group or groups needs to be for the assignment. The third event leading up to Gideon's successful campaign takes place immediately before Gideon experienced success. Let me read Judges 7:19-21. It was just after midnight, after the changing of the guard, when Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the Midianite camp. Suddenly, they blew the ram's horns and broke their clay jars. Then all three groups blew their horns and broke their jars. They held the blazing torches in their left hands and the horns in their right hands, and they all shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Each man stood at his position around the camp and watched as all the Midianites rushed around in the panic following regarding this event. It was just after midnight and the changing of the guard. This signified a new day for Gideon and the children of Israel. This small group, Gideon's band, understood the assignment and their specific role, in that it was only the 100 who blew the ram's horns and broke the clay jars before the others joined them. This God-ordained group put God first, and they supported Gideon second, as demonstrated by the unified shout of the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. After this, they just held their positions and watched God work. The word says that each man stood at his position around the camp and watched as all the Midianites rushed around the panic, shouting as they ran to escape. So it's time for us to stand back and watch God work. The crowd, the 10,000, the 22,000, did not help Gideon in his initial success with the Midianites. They were not ordained to help him succeed. So in summary, let's review. God called Gideon, the least likely to succeed. He selected Gideon's band. Gideon and his band were obedient. They had success. If God has charged us, individuals, with a group assignment, whether it is short-term or long-term, let us endeavor to include God in all of our plans. He knows the plans he has for us. He wants us to do great exploits. As I conclude, a reminder, the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Just remember, 1 week, the crowd was saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the very next week, the same crowd was saying, crucify him. So don't look to the crowd. The crowd is not ordained to help you succeed. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your understanding and direction about Gideon's band as it relates to ministry. Help us to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Shondia Robinson, she's one of our other highlighted artists for this one, singing her just newly released single, Caught West. We really are so happy just had the Lady of Fire, Reverend Victoria Venable, with us on today, and also Dr. Trey Mantui. We thank God for both of our guests, and we look forward to next week. But we are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye until next Monday. So this is Dr. Faye Maureen, the Anointed Voice, signing off as we end the show with Chris Tomlin singing I Will Follow, and then Keisha Ely singing Honor and Glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow.
Jesus.